57 strikeouts.
1-0 is hit high in the air in deep right field, and Horwitz, a leadoff home run. One nothing Pirates on a leadoff homer by Spencer Horwitz.
He's healthy. Key Brian Hayes is healthy and all of a sudden swinging a hot bat. Tommy Pham can see. And the Pirates have outscored their opponent by seven or more runs, four consecutive games. They haven't done that since 1925. We're going to spend the majority of this hour doing what we spent the majority of our show doing so far, analyzing that Minkah Fitzpatrick, Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith trade. But the Buccos are hot. They're fun to watch right now, have been for four games. They were in June, finishing the month 14-13. They've got a positive run differential with Don Kelly, and things are looking okay. Neil Walker joins us now to discuss, and Neil is brought to you by Mike Camlin Hyundai, home of the Mike Camlin Advantage, oil changes for life. Hello, Neil.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Neil, what happened to these Pirates? The torpedo bats finally arrived. Like, what happened here?
You know, I don't know. All I know is that it is absolute joy to be at the ballpark when the Pirates are playing this way.
Harry, we're going to have to call Neil back.
Yep. While we call him back, and the question I'm going to ask him, and interested to hear his answer, who's impressed you the most in this four-game win streak?
I think it's funny to me. I'll answer it this way. That Andrew Heaney on the trade block goes 5 2/3 innings of no-hit baseball. Key Brian Hayes reportedly on the trade block. He's hitting better than he's hit all year long.
Brian Reynolds. Not on the trade block, but
coming around.
Yeah.
Spencer Horwitz.
Yep.
I mean, everybody's hitting right now, which is just insane. But all these guys that they could be moving are pitching well. Mitch Keller the other day pitched really well. Not that he hasn't for most of the year, but his name's been floated out there in trade talks. It's just wild to me.
Tommy Pham would be mine. I know that sounds funny, but like literally after he said he couldn't see and puts those contacts in, he's been on a tear, and he's a guy that could be moved to.
It's insane.
Crazy.
That's
crazy.
All it was. Just a little eye problem for one Tommy Pham.
Crazy.
Neil Walker brought to you by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geist. We got you, Neil?
I'm back. Sorry about that.
All right, Doran, you can ask him the question.
Neil, who's impressed you the most in this four-game win streak? Obviously, sweeping the Mets. And I always think about it. Whenever they go into a series, I always think about what you said. I think it was last year. You're like, you know how hard it is to really sweep a team in Major League Baseball? And I always think of that. Like, it is very, very hard. So for them to sweep the Mets, obviously, that was unbelievable. But who's one guy that's really stuck out and impressed you throughout this this dominating win streak?
I think there's two guys that come to mind, and it's Key Brian Hayes and Tommy Pham. I think that, you know, when those guys in that, you know, call it the middle of the order, that 5, 6, 7 spot in the order, and really it's across the board in the big leagues. When you have a couple table setters up front and, you know, maybe a guy like IKF hitting ninth as a pseudo second leadoff guy, you know, you can get away with not having a ton of pop in your lineup if you have some guys in that 5, 6, 7 spot that, number one, put the ball in play, like Key Brian Hayes has shown to do over his career, but also hit with runners in scoring position. So both of those things happened in that series against the Mets. The hitting with runners in scoring position was really impressive. And the adage of kind of passing the baton, we saw, I think, in the last four games, there's been five instances where the Pirates have sent 8-plus guys to the plate, which is just amazing. And they're not doing it with 2-run, 3-run home runs. You know, we saw O'Neill Cruz a couple of days ago have 2 home runs and Tommy Pham a home run a couple of days ago, Spencer Horwitz yesterday. You're not seeing, you know, this sit around and wait for a home run. You're seeing guys, okay, somebody's pitching me away. I'm going to try to take a ball to the opposite field. You know, the biggest thing approach-wise when you're talking about hitting with runners in scoring position is using the big part of the field. Whether you get jammed, whether you hit a ball at the end of the bat, if you're staying through balls and staying in the middle of the field, you're typically going to be rewarded. And we saw that up and down the lineup, just a great job by the Pirates offense in that 3-game series. And then last night, you know, kind of a missed opportunity in that first inning with, you know, home run by Horwitz and then first and third, nobody out. And, you know, a line drive that turns into a double play. You know, those type of things happen, but they bounce back in whatever that was, the fifth, sixth inning with a big number, with six runs, and that's so important. When you're putting crooked numbers up, but not just twos, when you're putting threes and fours and fives up, that's gonna pay dividends. And we've seen what happens with this Pirates team when they score four plus runs for their pitching staff. The numbers are pretty impressive. I think it's like 24 and 12 or something like that when the Pirates score four plus runs.
Neil Heaney last night goes 5 2/3, a no-hit ball. Mitch Keller, his last time out, was really good. Tommy Pham is all of a sudden hitting the baseball, as is Key Brian Hayes, and David Bednar has been locked down. All of those guys have been subject to trade rumors. Is that a coincidence, or guys trying to play their way, maybe not necessarily out of town, but show their worth? Is that a coincidence or not?
Yeah, I mean, I think it can be both. I certainly don't think, you know, I remember getting traded. I was traded one time, but it was after the August trade or after the July trade deadline. And I don't remember feeling like going to the ballpark and being like, okay, I got to make sure I lock it in today, even though the team's not doing well. I need to showcase to maybe end up on a better team. That doesn't really happen. I mean, the day-to-day in baseball is so monotonous and so, so slow that you don't really – I've never experienced anybody saying, at least verbally, like, okay, it's June and I'm on an expiring contract. Like, I hope to go to the Yankees. I hope to go to the Dodgers later on this year. That doesn't really happen. But, you know, typically for guys that are slow starters, kind of, you know, Andrew, you can kind of throw him in that realm. Brian Reynolds, typically when the warmer months kick in, and we see it here in Pittsburgh a lot, obviously the weather this last week has been incredibly humid, the ball starts to fly. And when guys start to realize that April and May are past you and the ball not carrying is past you, they tend to settle down a little bit because they realize, hey, if I just hit a ball 100 miles an hour in the gap and it's on the right trajectory, there's a good chance it's going to be a double or possibly a home run. And it kind of eases you up a little bit. And, not that that's a thought when you're standing in the batter's box, but it is prevalent when the warmer months come around. Typically, the better hitters and guys that are maybe slow starters start to heat up. So, and from a pitching side, you know, I can't speak a ton on that, but I mean, Mitch Keller's been throwing the ball really well. Andrew Heaney, of course, on a 1-year deal, like he's probably the number one guy that most likely we'll see move just from sure. The sheer factor. He's throwing well. He's left-handed. He's pitching the playoffs. He's pitching a World Series. Like, you know, he's probably going to end up somewhere else. But the fact that he's pitching really well now could bode really well for a potential return wherever he may end up going.
Neil, Paul Skenes pitches today, and the Pirates' offense has been as hot as it's been in a very long time. In fact, it's been as hot as it's been, according to some statistics, in 100 years. Please tell me that you think that's going to carry over today and they're not going to go out there and score zero runs for Paul.
Well, let's hope that's not the case. But anybody that's played baseball for a long time knows that sometimes the faucet can get turned off completely really quick. I don't see that being the case, especially as I mentioned with a team that you see guys swinging the bat well and they're outside of maybe Cruz and Reynolds are not home run hitters. The approaches look good. The guy, for the most part, guys look like they're on time. And like I said, for whatever reason, I don't know if there's been an emphasis. We'd have to dig a little deeper with Matt Haig and my brother-in-law on if there's been any sort of emphasis from an approach standpoint across the board. But the amount of opposite field hits and you know, base hits with runners in scoring position and short compact swings that we've seen in the last week plus is very evident. So there might be finally a thought process across the board with these guys of understanding their roles, understanding what their skill set is from a strength perspective, and it may be paying dividends. But to your point, you know, it's a long season and we're already halfway through the year. So you hope that this can continue. But of course there's no telling also what this team might look like a month from now.
No doubt. I wish that Don Kelly had been the manager from day one. I said it, not you. Thank you, Neil. We appreciate your time as always.
All right, guys. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Neil.
Man.